running water in the house. And of course, the city owned its own generating plant, light plant. And we had lights. And then.
But out here you had.
But actually, as far as install was concerned, there was two blocks, of, maybe three blocks of pavement, and it wasn't asphalt, it was tar. And the road or the street from town out to the university was just gravel. And I think the first gravel road in Octavio County was from Starville down towards Longview, and then the second one was the same road that you used this morning coming out here from Starville down towards Octock. Now, as far as this gravel road that you came in over here off of the paved road over there to my place, that gravel road's only been, I mean, that road's only been graveled about 10 years.
Before that,
it's just dirt. Uh-huh. Just dirt road. Most of the roads in this area down here were just dirt roads 15 years ago. There was the main roads, there was about three of them that was gravel. Well, from Octock all the way to town, and from Crawford, which is out of the corner of the county down y'all, up to Sussum, and Sussum's on end of Stall. Those roads were gravel, all the rest of them were dirt.
This road along here is just a...
Just a community road.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, this church that I told you about that's disbanded out there, just there by my cattle guard, the original church that was there from 1835 till about 1900 had a balcony in it. And the slaves belonged to the same church that the...
Yeah.
That their masters did.
Exactly.
And when the slaves were set free during the Civil War, then they went right up here on the corner and built this Baptist, colored Baptist church. And the name of it is Chapel Hill. That's where the road gets its name. To me, the natural thing for me to have done would have been call it the Salem Road. But nobody remembers Salem Church. It's been gone since 1945, so we thought that we'd do better if we just put, instead of that little old sign you saw up there, my wife made it and I put it up there. In other words, when we moved over here from the old place over there where we used to live, everybody asked us how to get where we live. Well, we just finally put a little old sign up there so we could tell them when to get off the Octock Road.
Yeah.
And
I'm glad you put it up there because I wouldn't have made it.
Well, that's the only way. That's the reason it's there for people that didn't know how to find us. It's easy to tell people how to get on the Octock Road, but telling them where to get off of it is that little sign made it easy too.
Yes, sir. Your mother was from a family that had been long in this place.
Oh yes. My great grandfather's buried right out here, and my great grandmother. She died years before my great-grandfather did. She's buried down just this side of Crawford. And her parents and her grandparents are both buried there in that same cemetery. Crawford's about 15 miles from here, over on the edge of Lowndes County. And my great-grandmother and her parents and her grandparents are both buried down that same cemetery. Now my great grandfather on my mother's side is buried out here, and my great great grandfather and grandmother are buried over close to a community named Billups east of Artesia in Lowndes County. And then as far as my